The labor-backed group Wisconsin Jobs Now held the forum. The group invited Governor Walker to attend, but he declined. However, the four Democratic candidates who spoke made sure the audience did not forget the governor. Secretary of State Doug La Follette noted he temporarily blocked Walker's budget repair bill from taking effect last year.
He wanted me to publish the law right away, but I knew better. I knew what was going on all across my state.
La Follette says his delay and that ordered by a Dane County judge held back Walker's attack on collective bargaining for a few months. State Senator Kathleen Vinehout of Alma noted she was one of the 14 Democratic senators who went to Illinois during the budget repair bill debate.
And we did what we could to slow it down, and we gave people time to organize and time to take back their own power, and that has happened all over this state.
Former Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk said she filed the first lawsuit against the budget repair bill.
I was dead serious about undoing what he did. It wasn't hard for me. I've got this grandfather you all know about. He taught me early on the importance of collective bargaining.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett arrived late to the forum because of what a spokesperson said was a previous commitment elsewhere. Barrett says he did his best to try to prevent Walker from being elected governor.
In 2010, the worst year that this Democratic Party has had since the 1950s, I held Scott Walker to 52%. 52%. You would have thought he got 80% by the way he's been governing.
Barrett says 2012 is a different year and that he can defeat Walker. The Democrats did not attack one another and seem to agree on many issues. One area of disagreement looks to be how to restore the collective bargaining powers Governor Walker and Republican lawmakers took from many public employee unions. Tom Barrett says he would call a special legislative session on a collective bargaining bill.
And we would get that bill passed through the Senate. I know we would. And we would put so much pressure on the Assembly that they'd be quaking in their boots and they would have to pass that legislation.
Kathleen Vinehout says she'd like to see her collective bargaining bill introduced on the first day of next January's legislative session.
It's already been written, Senate Bill 233. I support it. I co-sponsored it. I believe that bill needs to come forward, and we need to get that bill passed right away.
Vinehout warns lawmakers can delay passing a new state budget. But Kathleen Falk says the next budget is the right place for the collective bargaining push.
And it's not enough to introduce a bill. It's not enough to call a special session because the legislature doesn't have to come. There is only one bill that has to pass, and that's the budget bill, and that's the way to do it.
Doug La Follette says restoring collective bargaining may have to wait until there's a big change in the makeup of the state assembly.
And if I'm governor starting in July, I will work hard all the way through the November election to make sure we elect Democrats and progressive Republicans in certain districts who will support restoring workers' rights.
Also speaking at the forum was energy consultant Michael Mangan, who says he's a liberal Republican trying to force Scott Walker into a GOP primary.
Because two whacks at the pinata is better than one. And I'm not a fake Republican.
Mangan has gone to court trying to reduce the number of signatures needed to get on the recall ballot. The state GOP says it's running one fake Democrat in the recall race, apparently afraid three real Democrats will drop out of the contest before the scheduled May 8th primary. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.